Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxson, on Faith for Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. And this 15 minutes empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged as a kingdom ambassador in the process of what God will take us through to groom us, to get us ready for our tomorrow, to stretch us so that we're able to bear the fruit and that we're able to be what he's called us to be and save many lives, that he's thought about concerning us, what he's already purposed concerning us. And all we're doing is walking in alignment with his truth and his will so that we can see the demonstration of God in our life. That place of favor, that favor life, is that place where we have that favor with God and man, where we have favor that shows up with resources, like with David. David was in the cave of Adullam, and God sent the resources of what he needed through the 400 men who came from different walks of life and were in different states at that time, but they understood and knew that the call of God for David had to be fulfilled, and they were part of it. And without David saying a word, they found him, and they stayed with him and helped him win, and David's win were their wins. And because of that, we see that the promise of God was fulfilled in David's life. We see also that many of them served with him in different capacities to help that plan, the plan of God, to come to pass for David and for them. For they, as they helped David, they were meeting their destiny as well. So God will send resources through people and favor through people to help you meet the destiny, the call that he has for your life. That place, we see that God had, Abraham had favor on his life as well. And we see that he was not consumed when he faced different situations, and the king that was in control and had power could had to submit to the power and the authority of God, because they had to bless him, bless Abraham and not curse him. We see that place, that process is that place of our making, our shaping, that we see even as God did with Israel. He shaped them and he made them for his glory. And we're talking about the second generation, the first generation, the wilderness generation died in the wilderness because of their complaining, because they did not want to submit to the will of God, did not want to see or have what God had for them. So their children ended up enjoying what they did themselves would not. Caleb and Joshua was the only ones that crossed over into the promised land. And so they decided that their complaining about the past meant more to them than going forth in their future into what God had for them. So this place of process prepares us. It lets us understand and know we have favor with God. The life that we live is him living inside of us, being led by the Spirit of God. And he takes us and guides us to where we need to go. The Bible lets us understand that we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, that we will be those individuals who God will give the inheritance of Abraham because of what they believe concerning Jesus Christ. And they believe that he's the Lord and the Savior. And because I believe it and you believe it, that inheritance belongs to us. Excuse me. So as we go forth today in favor life, the process of there, we are calling and commanding the greatness of God to be seen. The Bible lets us understand and know that we are ambassadors of Christ. And because we are in that right standing, in that place of ambassadorship, when you study an ambassador, you understand and know that an ambassador moves and operates on the behalf of the kingdom or the king, the government that they're connected to. They don't speak of themselves. They speak concerning the government or the kingdom of which they are from. And the Bible lets us understand and know that the government of was upon Christ, the government of God, the government of his will, the government of what he wanted to bring into the earth that was lost with the first Adam, that the second Adam brought back and gave to us. So that is ours because of Jesus Christ. And because it is, we stand now knowing that what we do is not according to what we feel or our opinion or what we think. It's according to the Constitution or the Bible that we read and believe and apply the principles to, that anything that we need, we find it in the Word of God. And when we search the Scriptures, we find it there. We apply it. When someone asks us what we believe about something, we refer right back to the Constitution or the Bible, which we believe in, that tells us what our government, what our God gives to us and what we believe and what we walk in. Not ourselves, not our opinion, but that which our government, which is not here, it's above, it's in the heavenly realm, believes, and what it tells us to believe and confess and to teach or to say to others. Yes, we do have a citizenship here in the earth because we are born into this earth, but the Bible lets us understand and know that we're not of here because we've been born of the Spirit. So that the eternal part of us is ambassadors for Jesus Christ, ambassadors of God. And so we understand and know that as we go through the process, as we allow the light and the love of God and the Word of God to live in us greatly, we release it so that others can be changed and we save many lives and we impart into them God's divine good will. Amen. So in the time that we have, I want to encourage you a little bit and let you understand that God has promised some great things in this year. One of the things he's promised is resources. And resources and favor means that God will cause people to come alongside of you to move you forward in the things that he said. There are many of us that God has commissioned to do great things, including starting businesses and organizations that benefit children or community or benefits something that God says, I want to see in the earth. I've given you that idea because it's my idea and I want to see it in the earth. Or it might be ministry. It might be something he has commanded you to do in your personal life. And what he's telling you to do it requires that you have faith and trust, and not only have faith and trust, but you allow God to bring beside you what you need so that you can have good success. When we look at the Old Testament and we look at 1 Chronicles 11, 9, and 10, it talks about God being with David and how David grew stronger and stronger with his support. And it lets us understand and know that the men that were around David, they supported him totally in the thing that God had commissioned for his life. They supported him, wanted him to be and to have all that God said because they knew it was the divine will of God. And when you know something is the will of God, you're not afraid because God himself backs it up with his plan and his purpose, even though you had to wait. David had to wait because when he takes, the Bible lets us understand and know, when he actually takes over to become the king over all of Israel, he is 30 years old. He is 30 years old, and in that time, he reigned as king over Hebron for 7.5 years. So we see that there was a process. But before that, David went through the process of being qualified in his father's field, being anointed by Samuel, going in and serving in Saul's palace, being a soldier, killing thousands of men, winning many, many victories, killing Goliath, doing all these things. But he also went through the process of learning what it was to be a king and how he was supposed to act. He studied what happened at Saul's table. He studied the men around. He studied their jobs and their position and what they were assigned to do. So everything was preparation for him to get where he needed to get. The Bible doesn't say, but when you begin to add up the years of David, from the time that he became the king at age 30 and he reigned for 40 years, including those 7 years that he was in Hebron, it lets us understand and know when he was anointed And when he began to serve in Saul's palace, and he killed Goliath, his age, they believe it was somewhere between 10 and 15. When he killed Goliath, he was 15, a little bit more. So David served in a place of capacity where he was being made. He had a zeal. He had strength. He had knowledge. But God was giving him maturity and getting him ready for where he was going and what he was going to do as a king. And so you have to understand that there are things that God is getting you ready for. Some of those things, you want it to come immediately, but it doesn't happen like that. God prepares us and those who will serve with us for the service of his will in the earth. Many lives are going to be changed because of what you're going to impart and what you're going to do. So you have to be steadfast. You have to be unmovable. You have to wait and abide in a place where God can be glorified in your life, where he can make you, where your will is his will, that the thing that he gave you to do, put your hands to, is going to succeed because he said it. All he needs you to do is to agree with him, trust him, and allow him to shape and make you. And God will bring to you what you need, that resource, whatever that resource is. If it's information, he will have those around you that will give you the right information, point you in the right direction. If it is resources, gifts and talents that are needed, God will bring those into your life that have gifts and talents so that they can use them for the glory of God. If it's finances, he will connect you to those who have the resources that you need, or they will bring those resources to you so that what he's telling you will succeed the way that he said, because he's not a lying God. We have to trust him and know that the way that he's taking us and what he's doing in our life and how he's making us, it is a sure thing. And you will see the fruition of what God says come to pass and manifest in your life. Excuse me. We have to make sure that we do what God is telling us, and we have to align ourselves to everything that he's saying, not doubting, knowing that he is faithful. The enemy and time will try to frustrate you. It will try to make you think that you have to get out of the will of God and do it yourself and create it in Ishmael. And in doing so, you're creating something that will war with your promise and war against your life. But God is commanding you to be the one that will say, I'm not going to go out and create something that he didn't say or move in a way that he didn't say. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable. I'm going to abide in what he's telling me. And in doing so, God is getting you ready for your tomorrow. And we don't know when that tomorrow is because God has a set time for everything. But he wants to prepare you so that when you get there, you will not fail. You will not make the mistakes that others have made, but you will be the one that will be able to stand knowing that, God, if I hadn't done it your way, if I hadn't went the way you told me, if I had submitted to what you said, then I would have made many mistakes. I would have went the wrong way. I had trusted the wrong people. I would have went the wrong door. But thanks be unto God, I trusted you, and you will see the fruition of what God said come to pass in your life. You will grow stronger and stronger as David did. You will grow stronger and stronger, and every weapon that wars against you will get weaker and weaker. And those who stand against you, they will see God defeat. You will see God defeat them because God has a plan and a purpose that will never fail. So don't give up in 24. Keep pressing in 24. Know that God is with you and is with you. The salvation of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would like to reach out to us and contact us, we're going to give you our contact information so that you can go back and reference anything that may have blessed you and you just want to celebrate with us and tell us how God has been so good to you. That's going to be at Abraham's_covenant on Instagram. Also, Cheryl_Thaxton, Thaxton, on Instagram. Also, we also have a website, which is Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise Ministries.org, or you can find us at Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise on Facebook. So if you have questions, if you want to just contact and tell us how the show is blessing you, please do so. We would love to hear from you. Until the next time, I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror, that God is for you, and he's more than the whole world against you, in Jesus' name.